Hi there, Reese. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to, of course, get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have. And then she's also asking me to apply what ends up being a very significantly reduced rate for a young company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. Yes, same to you. And it's going well. It's going
good.
Well. It's moving along.
Oh, wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. So, Reese, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, but you're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call, and that is the power of this listing, especially for a young company under a year old. People will not need to know already the name of your business. They're just going on Google. They're going on Bing. They're typing in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, deck wash, sidewalk, whatever they type in. As long as it's a service that you provide and it's within that 30 or 45 minute radius, your company will pop up as one of the top options when someone does that search. Now, obviously you use Google. I don't need to tell you, but I will. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And of course, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you. But the ones that do, of course, they're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically. And they will be calling you after seeing a .com website that will build for you. So they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They'll be able to see before and after photos. So by the time they decide to call you, they've pretty much already decided that if you answer the phone, you're available to do the job, and you have a fair price, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. Now, it's not just for Google. We'll create the content that the search engines search for and ultimately use to determine what businesses they display on that first page. So the companies on the first page, of course, Reese, they get more phone calls. They have more opportunities. They take on more work. They're not there, though, because they've been doing it longer than you have, because they have a bigger company, or because they do a better job than you can do. They're just on the first page because they've got more content online relevant to that search than their competitors, content reinforcing the fact that they provide those services in that area. So we will create that content for you. And if you've got a Facebook page, if you didn't already have a Facebook page, we would have created one for your business. Yelp, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories in total. They're all equally important to Google. And of course, they will all be talking about your services, your service area, link back to the website that we'll build, and those verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. That simply means our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, the reduced pricing that I'm applying here for a young business is not an introductory rate. It's never going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it would never be a penny more than, in this case, exactly $199.00. That is the exact amount. It's actually $200, just a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. So every month that you choose to use the service, you save that $200 because it is exactly $199. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that fixed flat rate. So at least on the surface there, Reese, is that something you would want at this time for your business, that first page placement and more phone calls?
You said it's $200 a month right now?
It's exactly $199. That's the flat rate. It sounds like that might be stretching your budget just a little bit.
Well, at the moment, and only reason why is because I don't have a lot of income coming in. You know, I'm still trying to get customers, and of course, this would be
right.
A great way to do that.
It would. It would. Yeah, and you may have to stretch just a little bit for that first month, but after that, I mean, obviously, you know, we're putting more into this on our end than $199. I mean, if you think of it this way, we have to build that website for you. We have to create the 70 different directories, make sure you're verified getting recognized by Google and Bing. So we'll spend more on our end in time, resources, direct cost in many cases to create the content on the website to get you on that first page than you'd be investing in that first month. So we've got skin in the game too. We know our service works. The new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer. Now, there may be something I can do along the lines of making this even a little bit more affordable. My supervisor's in a pretty good mood, being that it's Friday. I also noticed there's an Angie Leads here, and Tara attached it. She was looking for your website, I think, when she found it. I know that's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, so it can end up being a little expensive for smaller companies. Reese, is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now? How's that working out for you?
It's working out pretty good. Like, yeah, you're right. They do charge for every lead, which kind of sucks. But at the same time, they've been pretty, I've only been with them for about a week now, and, they've been sending me about a lead a day.
About a lead a day. And so maybe 6-7 leads, 8 leads. How many of those are turning into work for you?
Over 50%.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. And if you're doing, well with something like the Angie Leads, you're going to do even better with Google. You know, I'm not saying you should shut it off. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if you're getting work from it, you can continue to use that service. There is no conflict. But what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it is Angie's or Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, any of the others, they all work about the same. You do get a lead, you pay for that lead, and the lead goes out to a number of your competitors, right? So even my clients like you that have experience, more experience even, and continued success with their lead service, they're still more than happy to scale back on those leads and simply let their phone ring. I think every business owner, in fact, has only ever wanted the customer to call them. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a lead or be in a bidding war with their competition. So you would probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which would be to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often. Of course, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. That's pretty powerful for you, being a young company. You just haven't really been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor, but every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services again down the road, who can recommend you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to grow your company. Like you said, you want those jobs coming in. The only thing that I've got, though, in my system that's lower than a new business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. Now, I'm obviously not going to tell my supervisor, Reese, that you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school, something like that. But I'd be honest with them. You know, I'd be honest with them. I would tell them that you are a young company, less than a year old, that you're using Angie Leads, and I don't have to elaborate more than that. He knows that Angie's is, you know, fairly pricey. It's expensive for young and small businesses. I also know that that he's been making this exception for some of the other pricing directors, especially, you know, because of the pandemic. So I think if I ask him, he'll understand why. And like I said, he is in a good mood with it being Friday. Now, the friends and family rate, not only does it drop your rate down from even the $199 down to just $149, it also waives the $99 setup fee that would have otherwise attached to that first month. So you actually would save an additional $149 on your first month if I can get that friends and family rate approved. And then the $149, not the $199, would be the rate moving forward. So that would be the exact amount. Now, keep in mind, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. Now, especially at $149, and of course, you know, this is why I try to not go below a new business rate, we would have to earn your business for probably 2 or 3 months just for us to break even on it. And of course, there's not a contract even long enough for us to cover our costs. But I have been with the company myself for over 9 years. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. We're coming up real quick on our 18-year anniversary later on this year, and there's no way, Reese, that we'd be able to stay in business as long as we have if we were not able to put our clients and keep them on that first page and keep their phone ringing, especially when a lot of the times we're offering our services below our cost to get things going. Now, if I can get my supervisor to include or to have me include the friends and family rate, you know, the website's going to be included. We're going to build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you at no additional cost as part of that friends and family rate. It also does, like I said, waive your $99 setup fee and drop the rate down to $149. So, Reese, if I can get that $149 approved as an out-the-door cost with everything included, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give me the opportunity to get this going for you and prove it to you 1 month at a time, right?
I think so.
Let me send him a real quick message. He's usually pretty quick to respond. And then while I'm waiting to hear back from him, I just wanted to verify. I see it as F and F pressure washing. That's how you want the business to be branded online, right?
Yes, sir. And I even wanted to change the name. The insurance and the business license, they wanted everything done pretty much that day. They needed a name on file. And I was like,
you know what?
My last name is Freeman. So, and of course, I was going to, when the business started growing, bring some friends and family on. So I called
Freeman
and Friends, Pressure Washing.
I'm going to send that in. I already sent it, but I'm going to tell him exactly what the F&F stands for, and he's going to have to approve it. I mean, come on. Friends and family rate for F&F pressure washing. I think he's going to do it now for sure. And okay. So,
is there any way we would be able to, like, magnetize that on the website?
So, like I was going to say, you know, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. So definitely we can make it very clear on the website. The F and F stands for friends and family. We can definitely do that for you there. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, I did see it on the Facebook page as well. So I believe, Reese, that this is the business number, right? It's the number you want your customers to call?
Yes, sir. It's my mobile cell phone, so it's the one.
It is. That kind of leads into my follow-up question, which is it's also then the best number for us to reach you regarding your account. And then being that it is a mobile number, I imagine it's a smartphone too. You can receive a text message on that number, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you will most of the time simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click to call feature. When someone though fills out the contact form on your website, you will get both a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to follow up with you. Reach out to you. And then I did see the reesef25@gmail.com. And that's a good email address for you then?
Yes, it sure is. I might in the future end up making a new one for the business, just the business.
Okay.
Perfect. But I haven't at that moment.
If that ever changes, just let us know. Like I said, not just with the website, but with all of the content that we'll create for you. The updates are included at no additional cost. And then what is your last name?
Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N.
Okay, Freeman. And then, Mr. Freeman, you are service-based, correct? No one ever comes to you. There's no address to promote for the business online, correct?
At the moment, there's not. I don't have.
That's okay. Well, that's okay because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. They wouldn't want to list a physical address then at this point. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code.
Okay.
And certainly not a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Oh, hang on 1 second. My supervisor must have chimed in. Let me just check and see what that says. A that says, Paul, for this still very young company, especially one quite new to Angie Leads, and with his name essentially being friends and family, I will definitely approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included, no setup fee. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's obviously true. You know, I haven't done it in a long time, I guess. I try to not go below that new business rate. But like I said, I mean, you're going to love it. I mean, everyone uses Google. If they don't, they use Bing. You'll be listed there as well. So I'm glad my supervisor sees the wisdom in, you know, cutting back on your cost, even though it's below our cost. Now, it would be then that fixed flat rate of exactly $149. Everything else is included. I'm going to take a look here at our client interview calendar. The bulk of this will be handled in a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need. Like I said, mission statement, motto, etc., to create that content for you. And then the other thing that I'll need to do here in just a second is to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as we're Google Premier partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that in this case it's the friends and family rate, no setup fee, website included, etc. And then how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what's going to work best for you, Reese?
Yeah, it'll be my business account card. It'll be my Visa debit business account.
So is it then the business name on there, or does it also have your name?
It actually has mine as well. It's Dylan R. Freeman, F&F Pressure Washing.
Okay, gotcha. And Dylan, is that D-I-L-L-O-N?
D-Y-L-A-N.
Oh, gotcha. That would have been my second guess.
Yeah, D-Y-L-A-N, and then I go by Reese, my middle name.
Gotcha. And the middle initial then of R is on there. And you said that was, in this case, a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Another question. Everybody that's listed on Google, they have to pay?
Well, they're either doing it in-house and paying someone else to do it in-house, or, you know, spending hours and hours trying to figure it out on their own. Like I said, with almost 70 different destinations and directories and that list changing frequently, it's really hard. In fact, you know, you basically have to be a Google Premier partner like we are, someone who talks to Google on the regular when they make those changes so that the content that you've got is accurate and consistent. Little changes, little mistakes in how you brand your company on different directories, you know, in this case maybe the and is A-N-D and not the symbol for the word on one of them or something like that. That can mess things up, you know, because the search engine is a thinking machine. It's an artificial intelligence. So everything has to be exact, Google compliant. And of course, like I said, having that content that Google looks for and that knowledge of what they're looking for, you know, things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, stuff that no one's ever heard of. All of that stuff is as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So because we're Google partners, we know the content to create. And, of course, that's what's going to get you on that first page. So, you know, we offer our services, like I said, in this case at a very fair rate, and it's on a month-to-month basis. So we've got to get your phone ringing and earn you that business to keep you a satisfied client.
Of course. Okay, awesome. And what is the name? What is y'all's name again?
So we're Local Splash, the company name, Local Splash, localsplash.com is the website. I can right now send you a link to the pricing page even through the drop-down box on the computer, localsplash.com/SEO-packages, because I want you to see a couple of things here. I'm trying to multitask here and get that sent out to you. Okay, so I'm sending it out to you right now. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So if you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like I said, you're going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews, all of the content that we create, almost 70 different directories. Most of them allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews populate originally, they'll also repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system. Like I said, almost 18 years in business, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. When it is a month-to-month service, we have to get you that business. Get your phone ringing. Keep it ringing to earn your business 1 month at a time and have you be a satisfied client. Right there in the middle, it says Google Ads Partner, and that colorful and recognizable Google G's in that box that you can click on. It's not just copy and paste it off the internet. It is our official badge of authenticity. If you click right on that, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local slash is a Google partner. Like I said, that's critical to your success. Now, we are talking about a 50% reduction in the pro package. Actually, with the friends and family rate, it's more than 50% off that pro package. There are other bells and whistles that I'll be including as well from the Platinum and Platinum Premier package. What drives up the cost of those packages? Paid Facebook ads in the case of the Platinum and paid Google ads, hard costs that we incur to create that content. Now, if you're telling me you regularly go 50 or 100 miles, I'd be talking about one of those other packages. But for 30, 45 minutes, that 30-mile radius roughly, that pro package is going to be ideal for you. Like I said, it's not $299 with that setup fee on top of it. It's just going to be $149 out the door.
Okay, all right,
well, that sounds pretty good, man. So I think you said that the business card, the business debit was a Visa, right? It should start with a 4 then, they all do.
Let me see. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so if you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay, all right. That is 4869.
Yes, sir.
4690.
Yes, sir.
0017.
Okay.
0471.
And then the expiration month and year?
September 24th.
Okay, September of 2024. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
337.
337. So, Reese, I've got 337, 337 on the back of that card, and then September of 2024, the expiration date. Is the card itself 4869, 4690, and then it looks like 0017, they all blend together. There's no spaces or dashes allowed with all those zeros. So the last date is 0017-0471, right?
Correct.
4869-4690-0017-0471. Is the billing address on there 1312 Camellia Drive Southwest, 35601?
It is.
Okay. Now, I do need to get through that voice verification real quickly here. Like I said, it is recorded through the computer, but you can still stop me if you have any questions. And it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Freeman. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
F&F Pressure Pump.
And the and is the symbol for the word and, right? Not A-N-D spelled out. It's the ampersand. It is. I like it that way, too. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. My name is Dylan Reese Freeman, and I am owner and operator of F&F Pressure Washing.
Okay, and then Mr. Freeman, as the owner and operator of F&F Pressure Washing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you just provided in the business name with your name on it as well, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right?
Of course.
Of course. Of course. We just have to ask. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you are receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Reese, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course. And in hiring local splashers, your certified marketing representative, Mr. Freeman, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're aware already of the Facebook and the Angies and no conflict there. The reason we ask is the additional content that we'll create for your business. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are providing. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for something we're already doing. And, of course, we want to make sure that anything that is already out there becomes out there later is accurate and consistent for your business name and information. That's fair, right?
Yeah, that's awesome, of course.
Perfect. And then with the discounts that I was able to, yeah, I mean, of course, right? And you know, like I said, we'll get it all done for you. We wouldn't want your, well, you wouldn't need to hire somebody else. Now, with all of the discounts I was able to apply and my supervisor allowing me on top of that to apply the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're waiving today, will be charged today's date, the 16th of September, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of just $149.00. That $149 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. When the term is completed, the agreement will be scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $149. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. All that we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact us at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Dylan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. I just called you Dylan, Maurice. And then, Mr. Freeman, you understand and agree to those renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yes.
Okay, so everything is officially being sent out to Dylan R. Freeman, but I've got you on here as Reese preferred. Now, in the next couple of minutes, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system as well as an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you get that, we just want you at the bottom to type in your name as it appears. No period after the R, case sensitive, appropriate spacing, and hit submit. That's going to allow us to get a head start even before your client interview, so we can do that initial NAPW audit, make sure anything out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not, and of course to get that PIN card sent out to you as well. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. I can actually get you in as early as 11 o'clock today. There is a 5 o'clock, but not a 4. A couple of options in between. Did you want something quick or towards the end of the day, right there in the middle?
Well, it is my fiance's birthday.
So it is. I saw that. Would you want to do it today or push it to Monday? It takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for the call. It would get to you a few minutes after the beginning of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the end of the hour. Like I said, we could do it not this next hour, but we could get you on there at 11 o'clock if that works, or did you want to go ahead and wait till Monday? Totally up to you.
11 o'clock should be fine. I might be out running errands.
Okay, that's okay. No, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. But other than that, it will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call, and it is going to be in the 11 o'clock hour. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, so it won't get to you right at 11, but it'll get to you a few minutes after the top of that hour and then get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour there. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. Happy Friday. I mean, you've got a lot on your plate today with everything going on, but I think it worked out as well on your end, being that it is a Friday. Like I said, my boss is in a good mood. So real pleasure speaking with you, Reese. Someone from our client interview team will be giving you that follow-up call just a little bit later on today. But you take care. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, man. I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, too, and I definitely appreciate you and your time. You have a great day, sir. Thank you. Enjoy
you
the
too.
Weekend. Thank you, Reese.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye, sir.